Pages 16 and 17, A Summer Day Stroll, Swanwick Lakes Nature Reserve. Swanwick Lakes is an enjoyable experience which allows visitors to unwind and find out about wildlife, with map information boards and colour-marked posts to guide the way. The reserve is ideal for family outings, a relaxing walk, or for school trips and organised groups. Booking is essential for groups and schools. The Nature Reserve supports access for wheelchairs and pushchairs by providing partially surfaced pathways around the site. Wheelchair users can use their radar keys to open up the stiles around the site. A brief history. Managed by Hampshire and Isle of Wight Wildlife Trust in partnership with NATS, National Air Traffic Control Services, Swanwick Lakes is home to at least 24 species of butterflies and is decorated with wildflowers. Wildlife sprung up across the abandoned clay workings, with the lakes taking the place of pits previously used by the Bursledon Brickworks for clay excavation. The tour, starting from the Study Centre and Centre Lake, is the Red Trail, a leisurely circular route which includes a public bridleway for cycling and horse riding. The boundary fence alongside this bridleway includes gates allowing badgers to visit the reserve for food. Following the trail round, on your left is the meadow where cattle are brought to graze in late summer to early autumn for conservation purposes. To the right you can glimpse New Hill, which was created using waste from the site's historic days and has been sown with meadow seed mix. Following the Red Trail a bit further, you come to the crossing at New Road, where there are three paths to choose from. To the left is the Yellow Trail, a flat route leading you through the sparse young woodland to a breathtaking view of New Lake sparkling in the sunlight. Ahead and to the right is the Blue Trail, which circles Benn's Lake and gives views of other picturesque lakes. A word of caution, the Blue Trail's bumpier path with its short, steep slope might prove difficult for pushchairs and wheelchairs. Taking the Yellow Trail through the woodland, why not stop for a moment at Long Aldridge Pasture on the left to see if you can spot a deer? Follow the path to the New Lake viewpoint for a great photo opportunity, then continue along the Yellow Trail back to the New Road crossing. You can then progress to the Blue Trail. This should now be to your left and straight ahead. Follow the path along Benn's Lake to the jetty and keep an eye out for the kingfisher and nesting reed warblers. Further picturesque lakes include Tom's Lake and Little Lake, where children are taught to fish. This route is visited and secondarily maintained by the Parkgate Royal British Legion Angling Club. Following the Blue Trail back to the beginning, cross New Road to rejoin the Red Trail and enjoy the other side of New Hill, which will also host grazing cattle for a short time. Follow the Red Trail back the way you came at the start, and you'll arrive back at the Study Centre and Centre Lake, where you might spot ducks floating about on the water. Sopwith Way, Swanwick, Southampton, SO31 7AY. Walk duration 1 hour to 1 hour 30 minutes approximately. Important information: toilets and baby changing facilities only available if the Study Centre is open. Schools and other organised groups need to book. Parking in front of Study Centre and spaces are limited. Additional parking available in New Road. The area is dog friendly, and some areas may be difficult for pushchairs and wheelchairs, and the nearest refreshments, the Elm Tree Pub in Swanwick Lane. Family events are organised at Swanwick Lakes during the school holidays. Be sure to check for further information at www.hiwwt.org.uk/reserves/Swanwick-lakes. And the Swanwick Lake Trail, most of the paths have firm stony surfaces and benches every 200 metres. There are some steep slopes, but the paths are flat elsewhere. The unsurfaced paths are waterlogged and slippery when wet because of the clay soil. The path around the eastern side of New Lake has around 60 steps, is less than 1 metre wide, and has deep mud in winter. For more information on getting around the site, see the map or contact the study centre. The Red Trail is about 3/4 mile long, that's about 1 kilometre, 30 minutes time. A circular route with views of woodland and grassland. The path goes over New Hill and there are steep slopes in some places. The Blue Trail, 600 metres long, about 1/2 mile, take you 20 minutes on that one. A circular route around Benz Lake with good views across the other scenic lakes, and the path has one short steep slope. The Yellow Trail, 600 metres, about 1/2 mile, 15 minutes to do that one, a flat circular route through the wood to the best viewpoint overlooking the New Lake.